We continue our learning of the Ilinish, Master Abi Benachar, Mishnah Chaniakam, Lichos Aleo, and Beitza Perak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. We mentioned Tochein in the previous Mishnah. Bor falls into that same middle category. On the one hand, we'll say that we have certain malachos that are absolutely prohibited on Yom Tov, even though they're Ochel Nefesh, for Ochel Nefesh purposes. Why? Because they're normally done on a large scale, a large quantity at a time, and they could be done before Yom Tov, then the taste does not change at all. That was Tzad, trapping, and the Malacha of Kotzer, of harvesting, let's say. Tochein, we didn't mention in the Mishnah, but that may apply Tochein to grinding of grain into flour, something that normally is done on a large quantity, therefore it's being done for not only for Yom Tov, but for after Yom Tov, and the taste would not change at all. That's why we don't allow grinding of grain into flour on Yom Tov. But spices would change, so we allow that. Maybe you need to employ a shinoi. And then we have borer as well in that category. Says the Mishnah, Haborer kitnis b'yom tov, a person who selects legumes on Yom Tov. What are you doing? So you have these legumes, there are pebbles, other impurities that you want to remove, so I have to select Beishamay Omrim, Borer Ochel Va'Ochel. You have to select the food out, single seeds, eat them as you select them. You can't separate a few at a time. You can't take out the inedible parts. You can't take out the psalas from the Ochel. You're basically going to do Borer like you would do on a Shabbos. Shabbos, we only allow Borer if I have the three criteria. Number one, it's Ochel Mitoch Psoles. I take the food from the waste. And not the reverse. I have to do it biyad with my hand, not to use a kli, any type of utensil. And number three, it has to be la'alter immediately for that meal. So Beishamay is saying the same thing applies to Yom Tov. Borer is not one of the malachos, even though it looks like Ochel Nefesh, is not allowed on Yom Tov to be done in any different way than I normally do on a Shabbos. Beisil Omrim, no, Borer Kedarko. You can do Borer Kedarko. Kedarko obviously means taking the psoles from the Ochel, but I could put it where? Becheko, in my lap, Bekanon, in a basket, Uvetamchoy, in a large plate. This large plate has different compartments for different foods, let's say, according to some. Avalobetavlo, you can't use a very large board, which was a kli that normally was used for a borer, Velomanufa, not a fine sieve, Velovakvara, not a coarse sieve. So what is Basil allowing? What's Basil not allowing? So Basil obviously does put Borer in this middle category. We do allow selection sorting on Yom Tov because it is Ochel Nefesh, but you have to employ some type of shinoi, which means on the one hand, I'm allowed to take the psoles from Ochel, that's the Malacha. That's okay, as long as I don't do it with a kli ha-miyuchad l'kach, as long as I'm not using a vessel that's normally designated. You look at Masechet Shabbos and Daf Ayin Dalet. So then the Gemara speaks about these different kelim. Kanon and Tamchui, we assume the basket and the plate, the large plate, are not kelim. They're kelim that help with selection, but they're not miuchad for selection. So they're only in Issa Derabbanan. So there Beis Hillel says, on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to use them. What can I use? I can't use the kelim that would be in Issa Deraisa, the Tavla, Nafa, Ukvara. So that's what Beis Hillel allows. Now, Beis Hillel is allowing you to do the psoles from the Ochel. That's because we're assuming that taking the psoles out of the ochel is less of a tircha. Of course, if taking the ochel out of psoles, it's easier to take the food that you need out of the bowl than the waste. So obviously we tell you to be mimai, try to diminish, if you can, the tircha, right? And do borer like you would do on Shabbos. We only allow the regular borer because we'd rather allow the regular borer to limit, at least to diminish, the tircha you'd have to go through on Yom Tov. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Af Madiach Mediach Vishole. Gamliel allows you even to pour, put the kidneys, let's say, into a jar, pour water in it, and then, let's say, the impurities go to the top, and that which is inedible, and the kidneys fall to the bottom, and you're selecting it out that way. That, the halacha does not allow. Rabbi Gamliel allows it, but we don't assume that that's acceptable, because that's what people would do when they had large quantities of kidneys, they would select them in such a manner, and therefore that should not be allowed because we try to avoid the type of selection, and by token as well, where that would be normally done for large quantities, similar to that which we said when it came to token of making flour. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Beishamay Omrim, Ein Mishalchin B'Yom Tov, Elamanos. I want to send gifts on Yom Tov. So whether this is going through Rosh Hasharabim or not, maybe it's just a tircha issue, that's a question. But Beis Shammai allows you to send manos. What are manos? Like mishloach manos. Manos means portions of food that already, says the Baal Tanur, kagon chatichos basar v'dagim. I have slices of cooked meat and fish, so that I'm allowed to send. But to send something that's not muchan, something that that's not ready for a person, so that we should not be sending. Maybe you could argue that chatichos basar v'dagim, if I can simply cook it, so that would be acceptable. It's just that I can't send a large animal. I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so maybe that's Beis Shammai has manos that in mind, a little bit different than the way we usually assume a mishloach manos is the way we understand those, that word mana in that context. Beis Hillel omim, though, mishalchin behema chayva ov. Beis Hillel says, no, you can send a behema chayva ov. Bein chayin, bein shchutin, whether they are alive or slaughtered. Slaughtered, we understand, but they're not cutting up into pieces. There's still a lot of prep. Chayin, they're completely alive. So Beis Hillel says this is okay. Beis Hillel says this is a gift. Allowed to send it. They're allowed to be prepared. Not a problem at all. Basically, the only exception is the Gemara says, and I read from the Bar Tanura, this is based on the Gemara, where he says like this, you want to send these things, the behema chayv of? Yeah, it could be done through one or two people. Aval shlosha b'nei adam, but three people to send, oh, yoser or more, no se mincha, carrying a gift, asur. Why? Da avsha mil satuva. The matter becomes more public. It's a very public that way. The more people are sending it, v'nirin kemolichin limkobashuk, looks like it's being sent to sell in the marketplace. That already is a bizayon to Yom Tov, and that should not be allowed, even according to Beis Hillel. Mishalchen yenos shmanim muslasos v'kitniyos. Mishnah continues and says, you're allowed to send wines, oils, fine flour, and legumes. Avalo tvua. You can't send tvua because you're not allowed to grind tvua into flour. That's something, as we mentioned, flour is something I could have made before Yom Tov. There's never a heter of ochel nefesh for making flour, and therefore you can't send it. You can't send grain, because what are you going to do with it? Rabbi Shimon matir b'tzvur. Rabbi Shimon says it's allowed, because he says, well, people can use grain. People use crushed grain. You make hadama on grain. You want to crush it with a pestle in an unusual way. That's okay. People, you can put it into the oven. People eat parched grain, so you could cook it. So that's not a, therefore, it's not a problem. You can prepare it in an unusual way. You employ a shinoi, and you're going to use it. You're not going to make it into flour. And the Chacham obviously disagrees, since normally that's what grain is used for. Therefore, we don't send it. This is a general question when it comes to, let's say, this Malach of Tochin, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnayos. Let's say our spices are often sitting in the closet for years at a time. So you're going to say that, oh, well, the spices fade over time, therefore I'm allowed to grind the spices or grind the chrein or whatever it may be. Maybe we shouldn't allow it at all, even with the shinoi. Maybe it should be no different than making flour, than grain, which we're not allowed to send, and we're not allowed to grind, and there's no heter v'ochel nefesh for that, because that's the way we treat spices nowadays as well. Everything, the salt, everything is prepared way in advance. So one explanation may be that, well, you have to take each food the way it is. When it comes to chrein, let's say the horseradish on Pesach, so this is something that we know it has to be sharp, and therefore it has to be done right now, and therefore we'll do so. And yet we do it with the back of the grater, and we put it not on a plate, but let's say on the table, so we do a double shinoi in order to prepare, but then we are certainly permitted to do so. And others say that it may depend on the kli itself, not only the food, not only the spice, but the kli that I'm using. If this is a kli that people normally use, yeah, the spices today are prepared with these professional utensils. So you're right, that's something I shouldn't do, because those are used for a large quantity at a time and are done way in advance of Yom Tov, and people don't have a problem with that. But if I'm using a grater, everybody knows a grater is something that I use for here and now. So that type of kli I can use, maybe, of course, by employing a shinoi.